In one of the most intriguing moments of the New Testament, Jesus utters a phrase that leaves many perplexed. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. This statement, found in the Gospel of Matthew, carries a depth that requires careful analysis to be fully understood. What did Jesus really mean by these words? Was he being harsh or exclusive? To understand this passage, we need to delve into the historical and cultural context of the time. Jesus, known for his love and compassion, often used parables and metaphors to convey profound spiritual lessons. This seemingly harsh phrase might hold a hidden meaning, a powerful message that transcends time and culture. This documentary seeks to explore this enigmatic statement, unveiling the layers of meaning behind Jesus' words. Join us on this journey as we uncover the context, the Canaanite woman's response, and the impact of this interaction. Prepare for an exploration rich in detail and exciting revelations. A full understanding of this passage not only clarifies a specific moment in Jesus' life, but also illuminates fundamental aspects of his mission and the reach of his ministry. The depth of this story promises to bring new perspectives on the nature of faith and divine inclusion. By the end of this video, you will have a new insight into Jesus' declaration and its transformative meaning. This is a story of faith, persistence, and revelation that continues to inspire and challenge believers through the centuries. To fully comprehend Jesus' words, it is essential to situate them in the historical and geographical context. The passage in question occurs in the region of Tyre and Sidon, predominantly Gentile areas north of Israel. This location already suggests an unusual setting, as Jesus rarely ventured outside Jewish borders during his ministry. Tyre and Sidon were known for their prosperity, but also for their pagan practices, often in conflict with Jewish teachings. This backdrop establishes a cultural and religious tension, making the interaction between Jesus and the Canaanite woman even more significant. In this environment, Jesus encounters a woman of Canaanite origin, a descendant of Israel's ancient enemies. Jesus's choice to interact with her in a foreign land preludes the revelation of the universal scope of his mission. Here we are not just witnessing a casual encounter, but an event laden with symbolism and purpose. Jesus's presence in Tyre and Sidon can be seen as a sign that his message was not confined to Israel's borders. This geographical move sets the stage for a confrontation that will transcend ethnic and religious boundaries. The Canaanite woman, therefore, becomes a key figure in this narrative, representing those outside the original covenant, but still hungry for truth and salvation. Understanding the context of Tyre and Sidon allows us to appreciate the boldness of the woman who approaches Jesus. She is not just a desperate mother, but a seeker of truth, willing to cross cultural divides to find healing and hope. The Canaanite woman, unnamed in the biblical text, emerges as a figure of great courage and determination. When she approaches Jesus, she pleads for mercy, asking for the healing of her daughter, tormented by an evil spirit. Her plea is not just a request for help, but a cry of despair that crosses centuries of hostility between their cultures. The Gospel of Matthew describes the woman's persistence, who, despite Jesus' initial silence, does not give up. She acknowledges Jesus' authority, calling him Lord, Son of David, a messianic title. This recognition is significant, as it demonstrates a faith that surpasses religious and ethnic barriers. Jesus' initial reaction seems discouraging. He states that he was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. This response highlights Jesus' primary mission during his earthly ministry, to reach the Jewish people. However, the Canaanite woman's persistence pushes the interaction to a deeper level of understanding and revelation. The woman, upon hearing the apparent refusal, does not withdraw. Instead, she bows before Jesus, an act of humility and reverence. Her physical posture reflects her inner disposition to seek help at any cost. This moment is crucial, as it reveals an unwavering faith and determination that refuses to be deterred. This encounter is more than a simple request for help. It is a lesson on faith that persists in the face of adversity. The Canaanite woman, with her courageous faith, challenges cultural and religious norms, paving the way for a greater revelation about the inclusive nature of God's kingdom. The image of a mother desperate for her child's health is universally moving. The Canaanite woman, pleading for her daughter's healing, offers a glimpse into the depth of her love and despair. Her situation resonates with anyone who has ever fought for the life and well-being of a loved one. The woman's plea is a testimony to her faith and determination. She approaches Jesus with a profound recognition of his authority and power, a faith not limited by her Gentile origins. Her insistence on seeking help from Jesus, despite cultural barriers, reveals an unshakable conviction. Jesus' reaction to her plea is initially one of silence. This silence can be interpreted in various ways, but it clearly tests the woman's persistence and faith. In many cultures, silence can be a way of encouraging reflection and a true demonstration of faith. In this case, Jesus' silence paves the way for a deeper, more revealing interaction. The Canaanite woman is not deterred by Jesus' silence. She continues to plead, her voice filled with desperation and hope. Her persistence is a clear demonstration of her faith, an example to all who face difficulties and challenges in their lives. She teaches us not to give up, even when the response seems distant or impossible. The encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman is a powerful illustration of faith that knows no boundaries. It is a reminder that God's love and mercy are not limited by cultural or religious barriers. The woman's desperate plea is a poignant example of how faith can overcome any obstacle. Jesus' initial response to the Canaanite woman is one of the most intriguing parts of this passage. He says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This statement seems harsh and even exclusive, especially coming from someone known for his compassion and inclusion. To understand this response, we must consider the cultural and linguistic context of the time. In the ancient world, the terms children and dogs were often used to differentiate Jews from Gentiles. The children represented the people of Israel, while the dogs referred to Gentiles, often seen as outsiders and outside God's covenant. Jesus uses this metaphor to test the woman's faith and reveal a deeper truth. His statement is not a definitive rejection, but an invitation for a response of faith and humility. He challenges the woman to demonstrate the depth of her faith and willingness to accept even the crumbs of God's grace. The Canaanite woman responds with remarkable wit and humility. She accepts Jesus' metaphor and uses it to reinforce her request, saying, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." This response not only shows her faith, but also her understanding of the abundance of God's grace. The interaction between Jesus and the Canaanite woman is a powerful example of how true faith can break down barriers. Jesus' response, though initially harsh, leads to a deeper revelation about the inclusive nature of God's kingdom. It is a reminder that faith, even when tested, can lead to a profound understanding of divine grace. To better understand Jesus' response, it is crucial to grasp the significance of the children of Israel in his ministry. During his earthly life, Jesus primarily focused on reaching the Jewish people, fulfilling the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Jews were considered the chosen people to whom the promises and the prophets were given. Jesus came first for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as he himself declared. His ministry among the Jews was a confirmation of God's promises to his people. He sought to restore Israel, bringing the message of repentance and the kingdom of God. This primary mission did not exclude the Gentiles, but followed a divine plan of progressive outreach. By stating that it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs, Jesus was emphasizing this priority. The bread symbolizes the message of the kingdom and the blessings associated with it, initially intended for the Jews. The metaphor of the little dogs, though it may seem harsh, was a common expression of the time to describe the Gentiles, indicating their position outside the Israelite covenant. This priority, however, does not imply exclusivity. Jesus knew that the gospel message would eventually reach all nations. The Canaanite woman, by demonstrating her faith, anticipates this expansion. Her prophetic response points to the time when all, Jews and Gentiles, would have access to the blessings of the kingdom of God. The importance of the children of Israel in Jesus' ministry is crucial to understanding his response to the Canaanite woman. He was indeed reaffirming his initial mission, but also preparing the ground for the universal inclusion that would come after his resurrection and the sending of the disciples to the whole world. The metaphor used by Jesus, the children's bread and the little dogs, is rich in meaning and deserves detailed analysis. In the biblical context, bread often symbolizes spiritual sustenance and blessings. Jesus, for example, refers to himself as the bread of life, highlighting the spiritual nourishment he offers. The children in this metaphor represent the people of Israel, who received God's promises and teachings over the centuries. They are the legitimate heirs of these blessings, the first to be spiritually fed by the promised Messiah. Using bread to describe these blessings underscores their importance and the need to distribute them appropriately. The little dogs refer to the Gentiles, who, in the Jewish view of the time, were outside the covenant and thus outside the immediate reach of these blessings. It is important to note that Jesus uses the diminutive little dogs, a softer expression, suggesting that the Gentiles are not despicable, but are in a different position concerning God's salvation plan. When Jesus says it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs, he is emphasizing the order of his mission, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. This order does not diminish the value of the Gentiles, but acknowledges the historical and theological sequence of God's promises. The Gentiles, like the Canaanite woman, are invited to participate, but in an order that respects the initial covenant with Israel. The Canaanite woman's response is brilliant in its humility and wisdom. By accepting the metaphor and asking only for the crumbs, she demonstrates deep faith and understanding of the abundance of God's grace. The crumbs of the kingdom are more than enough to bring healing and salvation, showing that God's grace, even in small portions, is powerful and transformative. The Canaanite woman exemplifies a remarkable combination of courage and humility. In a society deeply divided by ethnic and religious issues, her approach to Jesus is an act of great boldness. She, a Gentile, breaks cultural norms by seeking help from a Jewish rabbi. Her courage is further highlighted by her persistence, even in the face of initial silence and an apparently negative response. Her humility is equally impressive. She accepts the position given to her in Jesus's metaphor, acknowledging herself as a little dog under the table. However, her response is not one of resignation, but of hope and faith. She sees value and power even in the crumbs that fall from the table, showing deep trust in Jesus's mercy and power. This interaction reveals a powerful truth. True faith is neither proud nor demanding, but humble and persevering. The Canaanite woman does not demand a privileged position, but is willing to accept any portion of God's grace. Her faith is so strong that she believes even the crumbs can bring the necessary healing for her daughter. The courage and humility of the Canaanite woman also highlight the universality of the gospel. Although the initial promises were made to Israel, genuine and humble faith can transcend any barrier. Jesus's response to the woman, praising her great faith and granting her request, shows that God's grace is available to all who seek it sincerely. The Canaanite woman's stance serves as a powerful example for all believers. She teaches us the importance of humility and persistence in our pursuit of God. Her story encourages us to never give up, even when facing apparent obstacles, and to always trust in the abundance of God's grace. The faith of the Canaanite woman is a powerful testament to how true faith can transcend cultural and religious barriers. In a time when divisions between Jews and Gentiles were deep and often insurmountable, her interaction with Jesus is a remarkable example of how faith can unite what is separated. The Canaanite woman does not allow her cultural identity to be an obstacle. She recognizes Jesus' divine authority and calls him Lord, Son of David, a messianic title that she, as a Gentile, would not naturally be inclined to use. This recognition demonstrates a faith that is not limited by her origins, but expands to embrace the truth she sees in Jesus. Her faith is rewarded in a surprising manner. Jesus praises her great faith and grants her request, healing her daughter. This act not only benefits the woman and her daughter, but also serves as a testimony to the disciples and all those present, showing that God's grace and power are available to all, regardless of their origins. This episode is a foreshadowing of what would become one of the great missions of the early church, the inclusion of Gentiles into the faith community. The faith of the Canaanite woman prefigures the opening of the gospel to all nations, a message that Paul and other apostles would carry forward with fervor and dedication. The story of the Canaanite woman is a powerful reminder that genuine faith knows no barriers. It challenges us to look beyond cultural and religious divisions and to recognize our shared humanity and universal need for grace and salvation. Jesus' final response to the Canaanite woman is a crucial turning point in this narrative. After hearing her humble and faith-filled reply, Jesus declares, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire." Immediately, her daughter is healed. This moment is transformative, not only for the woman and her daughter, but for all who witness the scene. By praising the woman's faith, Jesus breaks cultural and religious expectations of the time. He shows that true faith can be found in unexpected places and that the kingdom of God is open to all who seek sincerely. The healing of the Canaanite woman's daughter is a clear sign that God's grace is not confined by human boundaries. This response from Jesus also serves as a lesson for the disciples. They, who initially might have seen the woman as an intruder, now see a living example of genuine faith. The interaction with the Canaanite woman teaches them about the inclusive nature of Jesus' ministry and prepares them for their future mission of bringing the gospel to all nations. Jesus' praise of the Canaanite woman's faith also echoes through the centuries, inspiring believers of all backgrounds to seek God with courage and humility. His response shows that God honors genuine faith and responds to those who approach with a sincere heart, regardless of their social or cultural position. This episode is a powerful reminder that God's grace is abundant and available to all. Jesus' response transforms not only the life of the Canaanite woman, but also his followers' understanding of the scope of divine love and mercy. It is a lesson in inclusion, faith, and overcoming barriers that continues to resonate today. The crumbs that fall from the Master's table are a powerful symbol in the Canaanite woman's response. By stating that even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table, she reveals a profound understanding of the abundance and generosity of God's grace. This symbolism is crucial for understanding the breadth of Jesus' ministry and the inclusion of the Gentiles. In the Canaanite woman's view, the crumbs are not insignificant leftovers, but particles of divine abundance that are more than sufficient to meet everyone's needs. She sees the crumbs as symbols of God's mercy and power, which can reach even those considered outside the original covenant. This deep understanding is an expression of her faith and trust in God's goodness. When Jesus responds to the woman, he not only heals her daughter, but also validates her vision. The crumbs from the table, representing God's blessings, are accessible to all who seek with faith. This act of healing demonstrates that God's grace is not limited, but extends generously to all who have faith, regardless of their origin. The metaphor of the crumbs also serves as a reminder that God's blessings are so abundant that even the smallest portions can bring transformation and healing. This vision challenges the notion of scarcity and underscores the infinite nature of divine grace. For Jesus' followers, this means the gospel should be shared generously without restrictions. This episode reinforces the message that God's kingdom is inclusive and that true faith can overcome any barrier. The Canaanite woman, by recognizing the value of the crumbs, teaches us that seeking God and accepting His grace can lead to transformative blessings, even in the most challenging situations. The interaction between Jesus and the Canaanite woman has profound implications for both Jesus' disciples and today's believers. For the disciples, this episode is a practical lesson on the inclusive nature of Jesus' ministry. They are confronted with a living example of genuine faith outside the people of Israel, challenging their own perceptions and cultural prejudices. This encounter prepares the disciples for the future mission of bringing the gospel to all nations. Jesus demonstrates that faith and God's grace are not limited by ethnic or religious barriers. The disciples learn that God's kingdom is for all who seek sincerely, and this lesson will be fundamental in their missionary work after Jesus' resurrection. For today's believers, the story of the Canaanite woman is a powerful reminder that faith knows no boundaries. We are called to recognize and value faith in all its forms, regardless of cultural or religious origin. This story challenges us to break down prejudices and welcome all those who seek God with a sincere heart. Moreover, the interaction between Jesus and the Canaanite woman underscores the importance of humility and perseverance in faith. Her response, humbly accepting Jesus' metaphor while still seeking divine grace, is an example for all of us on how to approach God, with humility but also with unwavering faith. This passage teaches us about the abundance of God's grace. The crumbs from the table are enough to bring healing and transformation, reminding us that God's mercy is infinite and accessible to all. This is an invitation to live an inclusive, generous, and persevering faith, always trusting in the abundance of divine love. As we conclude this exploration, it becomes clear that Jesus' statement, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs," carries a profound and multifaceted meaning. What initially might seem like a harsh response reveals itself as an invitation to faith, humility, and understanding the abundance of God's grace. The Canaanite woman, with her courage and humility, shows us that true faith transcends cultural and religious barriers. Her insightful and faith-filled response demonstrates that even the crumbs of divine grace are powerful enough to bring healing and transformation. This episode challenges our perceptions and invites us to a deeper understanding of God's inclusive love. For the disciples and for us today, the lesson is clear: God's kingdom is for everyone. Jesus' interaction with the Canaanite woman teaches us about the importance of welcoming all those who seek God sincerely and with faith, regardless of their origin. We are called to live a faith that is both humble and persevering, trusting in the abundance of God's grace. This episode also underscores the progressive nature of God's salvation plan. Jesus came first for the lost sheep of Israel, but his mission was not limited to them. The inclusion of the Gentiles, anticipated in the Canaanite woman's response, becomes a full reality after Jesus' resurrection and the sending of the disciples into the world. Jesus' statement is not an exclusion, but a preparation for the full revelation of the gospel's universal inclusion. It is a reminder that God's grace is abundant and available to all who seek it with faith. The Canaanite woman's story is a powerful illustration of this truth, inspiring us to live an inclusive and generous faith, always trusting in the infinite mercy of God.